Speaking of good times, we've got with us right now Rory Vampocky, and Rory is always great to have him come on with us because there are issues as we have our monsoon season going on right now. There are issues with water in the valley. And one of the things that I always have to correct people on when they're talking about how much water golf courses use, I always think about Rory.
Yep.
So, Rory, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And you've got some news for us. There's some big happenings with water and water usage in the valley. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on today. It's a great pleasure to speak about water because it's an issue that's really in the forefront in the state. What's happening with the golf courses is the Arizona Department of Water Resources is reducing the amount of groundwater that golf courses can use, going from 4.9 acre feet per acre to 4.75. We compromised on that number. We have a great relationship with them, and it's a 30% reduction of groundwater for the Phoenix golf courses in the Phoenix area. But we have a great relationship with them. We're working with them, and we've introduced some new things with them. The Water Task Force, we started with the Cactus and Pine Golf Course Superintendent Association, and we're working hard with them to communicate with them and doing write-in campaigns. And the economic value that golf provides in our state, which is $4.9 billion. And golf is not just water, it's so many other things. Environmental stewardship, economic impact, charitable giving, the waste management open, Phoenix Open. These are things that all factors that come into and how we use our water and what a valuable place for golf to use water for our state. The water is becoming a very precious resource in our state, as you guys all know, with no monsoons this year.
Yeah. So, Rory, for our listeners, you talk about acre feet, and some of us know what that is, and some people like Jim doesn't really know.
Oh, I do too. I'm very up on that.
How many gallons of water is that? People understand gallons.
26,000 gallons of water.
What was that?
326,000 gallons of water.
And
per
so,
acre foot. And one acre foot is 326,000 gallons.
And so you're getting 30% less.
Correct. They originally wanted to do more. They wanted to reduce it 60% because we worked with them. And I want to give a shout out to the Arizona Department of Water Resources. We've been to a lot of meetings with them, held a lot of Zoom meetings, WebEx meetings, worked with them. We've listened to them. We've given our feedback on how good stewards we are with water, with new technology, new conservation techniques, communication with our members, the golf industry, the superintendents, and all the allied golf associations. So it's really been a good process for us to go through. And the Speaker of the Arizona House, Rusty Bowers, was kind enough to write a letter to the Arizona Department of Water Resources, stressing all these major points that we've discussed here, which was very helpful. The director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources mentioned us at a big meeting, governor's meeting, that golf came together, understood the importance of conserving water, and recognized that the speaker sent a letter to the department, Arizona Department of Water Resources.
So, Rory, in your profession as a golf course superintendent and everything, there's a lot that goes into taking care of a golf course daily that people don't realize. But give our listeners an idea of what percent really of water do golf courses use compared to other parks and businesses and things like that.
Well, that's the biggest misconception, and that's why we did the economic impact study, and that big part of that economic impact study done through the University of Arizona was to look at what water we used in the state of Arizona. And a lot of people think it may be 20 or 30%. The reality of it is we use less than 2% of the water in the state of Arizona. It's a very small amount. But we use it so efficiently And as you guys know, on golf courses, technology and stuff, that we are able to conserve and use it as efficiently as possible, this resource. But it's less than 2%. I've been at meetings where people think we use 20 or 30% right. of the water in the state, which is not true.
Right.
It's the biggest misconception out there, and people have to be, you know, informed on what we use in the state of Arizona as far as water. It's a small amount.
Rory, I've got a question for you. It's Jim.
Sure.
I don't know if this is true or not. Is the golf industry being singled out by these water, the people that control the water, or is this a universal application to all businesses and all industries that are using water?
Yeah, they're looking at everything. They're looking at agriculture, cutbacks, the drought contingency plan that they passed last year. Really affected the farmers in Pinal County, mm-hmm. Southern Pinal. They took a big hit as far as water reductions. All businesses, municipalities of water, all these areas are being looked at because there's just too many straws going in the bucket of water.
Right.
And where groundwater is being reduced, so they're looking at, they want to maintain a safe yield. So they're looking at all businesses, all people that use water in our state of Arizona. So, and that's why we've been so proactive with educating the different water agencies, mm-hmm. from Arizona Department of Water Resources to Central Arizona Project to Salt River Project. So we have good relationships with them. But yes, they are looking at every way to reduce water.
Okay. So for our listeners, Rory, tell them how they can keep up to date on what's going on with the water resources according to golf, and be able to, if they can be a part of being able to assist in any way, how can they do that?
There's a couple different ways. Number one is the Arizona Department of Water Resources has a webpage, and it's under turf and industrial, and you can see what discussions are going on with the department. We work with them very closely, and it's all public record. You can submit comments. They have a section coming up here for the fifth management plan that's coming up down the road here. What we've been talking about is the fourth plan. They're talking about the fifth plan, so you can submit comments to them, you know, to the department, what positives we're doing to keep informed what's going on from their perspective. The other thing is to go to the Cactus and Pine Golf Course Superintendent's website. We post all our meetings in there and different issues and what's coming down the road as far as water usage and what each golf course is going to have to follow and keep them educated and informed. So that's the other thing. Go to the Cactus Pine Golf Course Superintendent website, and we post all the information there.
Well, Rory, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work, and we look forward to future updates of Arizona Department of Water Resources not beating up on golf anymore, and we keep getting that message out there that we are not the wasters of water. We use it very efficiently.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you guys for your support. Great to get the word out there and tell our public, our golfers, to speak up and send letters in and how important golf is to our state. And we really appreciate the help with Arizona Department of Water Resources. They've been a great help to us and listening to us. So thank you guys again.
All right, Rory, thanks a lot. That's Rory Van Pocky, and